Direct from Music City, this is live from Nashville on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
Turn up the string fours and air and rising up your bow. Turn the soundboard on righty and turn the lights way down low. These are hard, hard times and folks are coming head and eye. Let it go. Let it go. So dance all built in 1910. These pine wood planks have seen a whole lot of dancing since then. Been through two world wars, years of drought and the Great Depression. So put your best boots on and we'll play your song. We've been through hard times before, we can do it again. Come on down and shake some friends. Move a little closer, take it on back. Shimmy it just to show those cowboys where it's at. Give a Texas twirl to that pretty little girl. Hold on, honey, we'll dance till the sun comes up again. The bass is thumping, this joint is jumping. Folks from town and the county all around, every walk of life and every station. We've got bills to pay, but baby, not today. This is our Saturday night salvation. So put your best boots on and we'll play a song. Cause when your life comes unhinged, you can come on down and shake some friends. Move a little closer,
shake some
take it on back.
Shake some
shimmy at the to show those cowboys where it's at. Give a Texas twirl,
shake
to that pretty little girl.
Shake
hold on, honey, we'll dance till the sun comes up again.
One called Fringe. Hey, Mary Kay.
Hey, that was a good song to start with.
I think any song that you do is good to start with, but you can pay me later, okay? Pay me later.
Well,
but anyway, great, great song. Hey, we have a fantastic show today. I think this is show number 6 for Live from Nashville, if I'm not mistaken.
It is, yeah.
Man, does time fly or what when you have great guests and a lot of fun?
We've had some amazing guests, and today is no exception. I'm very excited about our guest today.
Well, we have a fantastic show lined up, and we're going to just jump right to it. Our first guest today is a good friend, Mr. Dave Munzik, and he's going to be joining us. And then in the second half of the show, Stacy Lee and Shane Gousset will be joining us all the way from Canada. So it's all coming your way on Live from Nashville. But right now, let's take a listen to a great song from Mr. Dave Munzik called Tequila. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Dave today, live from Nashville.
Down in old Mexico. Well, there was one there among them, skinny and rough on the eye, and gold as the grass in Sonora, branded all over his eyes. Horses and hearts, they can steal ya, so for a dollar a pound,
special guest today. And Dave, tell us about this song.
That song there is that song's all true story that really happened. One of those true stories that really happened about a friend of mine who disappeared from Sheridan County. We hadn't seen him in about 3 weeks, wondering what the hell happened to him, and he'd taken his trailer all the way down to Sonora and bought a load of horses and came back up. And when he got back up, I asked him what the heck he was doing with that load of ugly little skinny rat-tailed horses. And he said, I'm going to make a bunch of money on these. These are going to be kids' horses. I said, Pat, you know, it takes more than a small horse to make a kid's horse.
Yeah.
There got to be something to it. And y'all, you don't know what you're talking about, which was true, I guess. And he had a little horse sale, and nobody that I knew ever went to it or anything like that. And years later, about 15 years later, I was on a pack trip with a buddy of mine, and we were just laying there by Kearney Creek, and the evening was kind of settling in, and the shadows were getting long, and we're passing back and forth a bottle of Jim Beam, listening to the creek, and looking at the stars coming out, BSing about the old days, and had the horses all belled up, and they're all munching down on grass, all content, and one thing led to another, and I said, Kurt, you remember old Pat Puckett, don't you? And he goes, oh, hell yes, I remember Pat. I said, remember those those ugly little Mexican horses he got? He goes, yeah, I remember them. I took a big hit of that whiskey, and I said, who would have ever bought one of those horses? And there was silence up there, and you could hear the creek just kind of running down, and Kurt cleared his throat. He said, well, I bought one of them. And I said, oh, you bought one of those horses? What for? He said, well, I bought them for the boss of the ranch, Mr. Johnson. Well, I said, Mr. Johnson, he's a big polo guy, man. He's got all the horses down in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and he's got ranches all over our country. And what were you thinking? He said, well, I hauled Mr. Johnson and that little horse and a bunch of thoroughbred horses and some other people to Yellowstone Park to take them on a pack trip. And everybody took off on their thoroughbreds, and Mr. Johnson said, well, where's my horse? And Kurt pointed at that little yellow horse. He said, it's that one right there. And he said, you're not going to get me on that horse. I'm never going to ride on that little Mexican horse. And Kurt said, then you're going to walk, sir. And Mr. Johnson got on him, and he fell in love. And he said, you know, the first hill, those thoroughbreds were way out in front of me. The second hill, I was up even with them. The third hill, I was leaving them in the dust, and I was in the camp drinking whiskey, starting a fire long before they even showed up. And he fell in love with that little horse, and he hauled him back to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and had a stall, special stall for him, and girls to brush him and feed him. And that's where he lived out the rest of his life. So I like to say that was the ultimate rags-to-riches story.
that's a great story. That is a great story. Now
yeah,
I really love that song. Now I really love that song, but it's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The only song that we will get to today that does not come from your soon to be released Backtracks album. But I had to get that in. I love tequila. I love tequila.
Thank you.
Well, how have you been doing, Dave?
Too.
How have you been?
Oh, I've been great. I've been great, man. I just the luckiest guy in the world. Right now, it's snowing like a blizzard up at home, but I'm down in Arizona, so there's a good thing there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've just had a chance here in the last few years to play my music all around, and my boys are kind of tearing it up on their musical journeys, and they call me, they slip up once in a while and call me to play fiddle for them, so I get to play fiddle for them, play my own stuff. And we just got back from Cheyenne playing up there, and we were in Elko a few weeks ago playing there, and down in San Antonio, and I'm just having a blast, having a ball.
That's fantastic.
Writing my stories,
well, it hasn't
writing
been...
my songs.
That's great. Hadn't been too long since you were in Nashville at the Grand Ole Opry with Ian. And it's so funny because I was watching Circle TV the other day, and they played their Opry debut show. And it was Ian's Opry debut. And he had Manuel make him an outfit for the show. And played some with Manuel, and then you were right there with him. And I guess all the other boys weren't they?
Yeah, our whole family came down for that. That was huge. We even got my mother-in-law to fly out, and she was 93 at the time, and we made it a big family thing because he's had that night on his mind for 10 years, and he has not stopped working for it. In fact, he's got a album release coming up at the Ryman in May, this May.
Oh, that's great.
He's got
that is great.
A special show there. Yeah.
Mhm. That is great.
He got
now,
me to
he's not living
play
down here,
for
is
him
he?
On that Opry thing. What's that?
Oh, that's great. He's not living
yeah,
here in Nashville now, is he? Is he?
Yeah, he is. He's been there for 10 years. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I did not realize
yeah.
that. I did not realize that.
Yeah,
well, we'll have to
there.
Connect with him.
Yeah, you should. He's
yeah, we'll have.
He's doing big things. He's doing great big things. I'll say that.
Wow.
Well, you did
That's
a great,
great
job on the Opry, so I enjoyed watching that. But we're going to talk a little bit about the CD Backtracks that's going to be released soon. But why don't we go ahead and get to a song from that? And it's one called Magdalena, and we'll come back and talk more with Dave Munsick today on Live from Nashville.
On the edge of the night, when the day grows thin, I close up my eyes and I go back again to a land of dreams where I make my way, bound for the sea and Magdalena Bay. Where the arms of the world open up wide, on the wings of my sleep, to the Pacific side, chasing the sun that pulls me away, down to the sea. Magdalena Bay. I look below and I can see a boat lies waiting there for me. Ship of light on a sea of glass, I float through the night out in my path, where the pelicans dive and the big whales play, and they dance on the sea of Magdalena Bay. I feel the wind begin to blow. It takes me where I need to go. Then I wake and I'm there all alone. I look for my whales, but their ocean is gone. Nothing is left, and all that remains is the song of the sea, Magdalena Bay.
Was Dave Munsick singing his new song for us from his upcoming album, Magdalena Bay. You say pronounce it Magdalena Bay. And so Wow. Can you tell us about a little bit, you know, I love your stories behind the songs, and from looking at your website, you have a page dedicated to the stories behind the songs, which is just such a fun read. It's a page on your website. Yeah, it's awesome. It's called Backlines. And you can just click on that page and kind of read the stories behind the songs. But what's the story behind this pretty song?
You know, last winter, my wife and me and a couple of our friends drove out to San Diego and down to Chula Vista and walked into an airport on the U.S. side. And somewhere inside that airport, it turned into Tijuana. I don't know how that happened, but we flew out of Mexico and flew down to the Sea of Cortez to a little town called Loretto. And a couple days later, we hired a driver and drove over the top of the world, the Higantua Mountains that run the spine of Baja. And we drove over from the Sea of Cortez side over the top to the Pacific and stayed in a little town, little dirt road town over there called San Carlos. And in the morning, the typical cold water, cold Pacific water air had everything fogged up. We got in this Mexican guy's boat, his Boston Whaler, a little 18-foot Boston Whaler, and we took off in the fog across that bay, 30 miles across this beautiful bay. And when the sun burned that fog off, we were at all the way down to the end of it, where the mouth of that bay kind of opens into the Pacific, and it's where the gray whales come to have their babies and grow them up for a couple months so they can try to make a run outside through the killer whales on their way up to Alaska. And we just kind of drifted and watched, and he was trying to tell us in broken English that they hadn't seen any babies yet, and he was hoping they'd see a mama whale. And all of a sudden we saw a big plume break open in the air, and that sun coming up, and that plume from that whale was just right into that sun. And he turned around to us with those big white teeth. He said, "I lost my job." And he just hauled ass. And we got up there close to where that whale was. And she started circling our little skiff. And on top of her was this baby riding on her back.
Oh, wow.
And
oh, wow.
She started bumping the bottom of the skiff so we'd pay attention to her. And we played with her for a little while. And, went to a fish camp on our way back, had some tacos on the beach, and I fell in love with a little five-year-old girl who was selling shells and just had a magic time. And I started, that song started kind of being born right there, and I had a piece of paper in my pocket, and on our drive back over the top, I just wrote that song. Got home and grabbed my guitar and kind of just banged her out, and I just wanted to put that on the record.
Oh, wow.
So
awesome.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well,
thank
you said earlier
that your life was pretty good.
You said your life was pretty good right now, and I think it is, my man. I think it is.
I wasn't lying to you, Gary. I was not lying.
No, you were not.
Yeah.
You were not.
Boy.
Well, there's another song I want to get right to, and this one is called This Old Town. Does it tie into that at all?
Oh, it's just about dying towns all over the, mostly on over the West, towns I've lived in. And you live there and you stay there and you kind of give it all you can because the town's going to die unless you do that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of about just growing up in small town, rural USA.
I got you. Small town like I grew up in and where I married Mary Kay. So let's take a listen to This Old Town.
There you
we'll
go.
Be back.
Yep.
Well, this old town, it ain't a lot. highway road where people come and people go. They're here for a while, or they ain't here long. You can leave or you can stay, 'cause it don't matter anyway to this old town if you're here or gone. No, it don't care if you're here or gone. Credit's due. There ain't no work since the mill shut down, and they took off for another town without you. Yeah, they left without you. Better bring some money, they're hanging on here. If nothing else, better bring some beer, 'cause the homeless bar we had is closed, and the only place that left you. Get up, hit the edge and turn around and head on back through this old town.
Mr. Dave Munsick is our special guest today on Live from Nashville. And so, Dave, tell us about Backtracks. And it's going to be releasing in just a few weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, a couple weeks. I've got a release date of March 8th. I picked my birthday, and I'm kind of trickling a few songs out. I've released a couple so far and probably get another couple out there a little bit for people to hear. Those songs, I wrote all those songs last winter. I was having that magical kind of winter with the Baja trip, and got to play down there with Ian in Dallas for in a big, big place with Cody Johnson. And I just was keeping my body and brain moving enough to where, gosh, I was on a songwriting roll. So I had a pile of songs, and I called my producer in Nashville, and we decided to just get her done and pull the trigger. So I went down there in June and recorded them, and he got basically the same bunch of guys as my last record, Songteller, who were just fantastic players. And we got her recorded, and I'm just letting it kind of come out the way it wants to when it wants to. So here we go. And I appreciate your help.
Well, you're mighty welcome. You're mighty welcome. So we love the album, and thanks for sharing that with me a couple of weeks ago. So it has been so much fun listening to it, and we're trying to get a few songs out there just so people can get a taste. And then March the 8th, your birthday, that's a pretty cool thing, but for your birthday, you'll have the release.
It's called the Glorious 8th. It's called the Glorious 8th. I know a lot of businesses are closed that day, and air flights are usually canceled and stuff. It's all about my birthday. So if you've got internet that day or something, you can check out that album.
There you go. There you go. Well, how can they check out your website?
Oh, they can find me just Dave Muncik, M-U-N-S-I-C-K. They can Google me, or they can go to thesongteller.com, thesongteller.com. Right. If they go to songteller.com, Dolly's taking that, I guess. So I've got thesongteller.com, and they can find all my stuff in there.
All right. Well, it is absolutely great. We're going to get to another song real quickly, the one that I think this one has been released. It's one called Trophy Buckle. Let's take a listen to that,
and
we'll come back and see if we can catch Dave for just one more song. You're listening to Live from Nashville.
So far away to yesterday, the day they brought him home. Just a young horse he could ride and learn to rodeo. He fought her hand, he taught her hand, she held her hurry in till they won their first buckle. Trailers, younger horses that were fast. No old horses anymore, just horses that could win. And it was only old man time who was ever riding him. Horses need a little job.
Album Backtracks. And Dave, thank you so much for joining us today. We've just really enjoyed our conversation with you.
Oh yeah, you guys are great. You guys are great. That song kind of gets me. That was my my daughter-in-law and her daughter, so my granddaughter, riding her first horse, getting her first buckle at a little jackpot rodeo down in Buffalo, Wyoming. And when it was all over, her mom was all choked up, and I gave her a hug and I said, "What's wrong with you?" And she said, "That's going to be his last buckle for old Groucho."
Oh, wow.
And that was her first horse. That was her first horse 30 years before.
Wow.
And by God, he died like 2 months later. And I said, there's got to be a song for that.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, yeah. Horses are special, and they sure make a difference in people's lives, I'm telling you what. But a beautiful song.
Boy, well
so
said
Dave,
there.
When are you back in Nashville?
I'll be down there in May for my son Ian's Ryman? Album
okay.
release concert. That'll be May, I think, 15th, 16th. I think it's the 16th for his concert.
All right. Well, if you get down and you have enough time, I can barely afford it, but I will buy you a cup of coffee or something. Or maybe a tequila.
Yeah. I'll throw in a couple bucks to it, and we'll both kind of have a good time. How's that sound?
That sounds good. That sounds good. Well, we're going to close out
Perfect.
The segment with another song from Backtracks. It is called These Old Boots. Dave Munsick has been our special guest. And we look forward to seeing you down here in Nashville, Dave. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks a million, Mary Kay. Thanks, Gary, for having me.
Well, these old boots were made out on the Texas plains. Machine run by someone who never even knew my name. Undershot rider, little butterflies on top. I used to wear my pants inside them just so I could show them off. There was a time they would shine, stepping out at night and shuffle those young ladies beneath the dance hall light. Slide me in love with those smooth leather soles, sneak out through dark parking lots when I'd be ready to go. If these old boots could talk about every place they've been, probably say they've been down to hell and back again. They don't get out and run around the way they've done before. Don't fit me anymore. All the beds that they've been under and the stories that they heard, they could have told my secrets, but they never did say a word. Got me through the country and took me into town. Rode me into stirrups, boys, and set me on the ground. Our heels are running under and our souls are getting thin. We're all scuffed up and starting to lose our shine. But we still think we're ready. They just fit the way they did one time. If these old boots could talk about every place they've been, probably say they've been down to hell and back again. They don't get out and run around the way they've done before. The reason must be these old boots don't fit me anymore. They don't fit me anymore.
Well, our friend Mr. Dave Munsick, and that's These Old Boots, and is from the soon to be released Backtracks. Mary Kay, are you having any fun yet?
Oh, my goodness. I wish we had had more time to visit with Dave, actually, you know.
We'll have him back.
Western Music,
we'll have him
he
back.
He is, too, and we have more stories that we could have shared.
We'll have him back. I promise we'll have him back. So, anyway, yeah, we kind of have a little Western flair today because we do Americana,
yeah,
bluegrass, and gospel and country, but we're definitely a little bit on the Western side of things today and having a great time. And we are about to have a great time when we bring on our next guest. in just a moment. But right now, let's take a listen to a fabulous song from them. It's called My Windows Face the South. My Window Faces the South. I'll get that out. My Window Faces the South. And it is the Western Swing Authority. We'll be right back.
Pronouncing your last name, and it appears that your second middle name is the one I tripped up on.
You know what? I'm just difficult all the way around. I'm just difficult.
Oh, we'll answer to anything.
That's right. Just okay. Not late for dinner.
Right. Hey, welcome, guys. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm glad you actually played that track. The window facing the south is looking a lot nicer than the window facing the north right now. And we're supposed to get a whole bunch
no
of snow
kidding.
Tomorrow. Oh, wow. Well, you know, the weather is just so strange everywhere. So in Nashville, it's been -1 and -2 degrees. And then, you know, 2 or 3 days later, it'll be 70. And then back and forth. And so it's just the weather is crazy everywhere. But you guys...
Yeah.
Have just come back from Memphis, Tennessee, and a couple of weeks before that, you came back from Nashville. So we may
That's
have to
true.
Make you, we may have to make you Tennesseans, you know, instead of Canadians.
You know what? I'd be an honorary Tennessean.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll
have a ceremony.
Quite a bit of time down there.
Yeah. Well, tell us about the new album, because you just cut an album. You finished things up down here. And so tell us a little bit about the new album and when we can take a listen.
Sure. So, we were down, I guess, mid-January. And we spent a week there and cut a new album with a new producer. So we did this record with Colin Linden at his studio, and that's what brought us to Nashville. And we had a great time cutting the tracks. We've got 12 tracks for a full-length album, and with a combination of sort of covers and original tunes.
And a couple of surprises in there, I would say. I'm not going to give it away, but there's a couple of things you might not consider that we just took a crack at. And it's actually, man, I'm really excited about it.
Absolutely.
Now you've got me excited. I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait.
I love surprises.
gosh.
Was this your first time to record in Nashville?
It was our first time to record in Nashville as a band. Obviously, this is our fifth full album. We've had our hat in the ring a few times with albums, but and individually, we've had our chances to record in Nashville. As you know, this band is made of a whole bunch of people who do lots of musical things on the other side of just WSA stuff. So a couple of us have had the opportunity to go down to Nashville under other projects, but this is the first time as our band. So
yes.
That is so cool. So many talented
people. You guys
are just
a great band.
People.
Yeah. So as you're getting ready to
so
go
much.
Into the studio, yeah, it just, you know, I, as a singer-songwriter, I'm in the Western music scene. And, of course, Gary's heard, you know, so many of the artists. And there's none finer than what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much.
That means a lot.
I had a question, too. Is that okay, Gary?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I'm kind of waiting on you here. I'm silent. I'm just letting my wife do it.
Listen to how obedient he's being and everything.
Yeah, good
job,
Gary.
Yeah, for right now.
My question is, as you guys prepared for the new album, just to save time in the studio, you guys had a week turnaround for a new album. And so did you work out the solos? Did you do all the charting in Canada before you headed down?
We did. I mean, some of it was worked out in advance. I mean, when it comes to solos, usually it's just the improvised stuff, and that's sort of the nature of Western swing. But a lot of the arrangements.
And any other lines that were group lines.
Yeah, group lines.
We looked at
like
those.
That. So that kind of arrangement stuff we did. And yeah, we charted everything out before we left, sort of got a chance. Because, again, it's interesting. In our earlier albums, it was always music that we had played a million times before leading up to that point. And now when you have a new record, you're doing songs that you haven't played maybe ever. And so it's kind of just getting your hands around them and making sure that, we're getting what we want out of them. But so there was a bit of prep time before we left, for sure.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that, because I find that once you record something, even though it's kind of a newer material, it solidifies it. It makes, I don't know, it just the process of recording
that's
it
exactly
kind of gets
it
in your brain and under your fingers.
That's kind of exactly the way that we like to do it. You know, we had those few days where people came down and we looked at the tunes initially and worked out a few of those lines, but really, nothing ever fully comes together, I think, until you make those final decisions in the studio and you're like, okay, I guess that's how the song goes now, right? Like, you have to kind of commit.
Exactly. And it's, you don't want to go in with it too many preconceived ideas, because
you
got to leave room for the magic.
Yeah, you got to leave room for different opinions. Again, you're working with the producer, same thing. What they might have an idea, and so you don't want to be too cemented in what you're doing. You want to be pliable.
Make room for the magic. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Well, Gary, should we?
Well, here's a little magic.
Song we have to write, Mary Kay.
Yeah, you guys need to write together.
Oh, that feels like a song we should write together.
That.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Well, here's a little magic, and this is one called "This Old Bar." It's by the Western Swing Authority. We'll be back in just a moment on Live from Nashville. Stacey, who was singing with you on that?
That was Harold McIntyre and Paul Lieber, who are great Canadian artists back from, I would say, the 80s. And then right there on the end, we have the late and fantastic Johnny Burke, who we were meant to have singing on with us, but he passed away from cancer. Sadly, just before we got him into the studio, so we were able to go back to his acceptance speech when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and we were able to get just that little bit of his voice on there, and that's the part that makes me cry every time I hear it.
Oh,
wow, it's a phenomenal song, great song.
Thank you.
I'm going to change that kind of a sad thing, but let's change to something that's not so sad. That is the Honky Tonk Cocktail Hour. And you guys just crack me up because I think it was today. It's like Dolly and Kenny. How do you guys do that? How do you do it?
Again, we're talking about the magic in the room. Shane Grousset is he's a pretty talented feller. He just he's got a gift, really, for putting our faces on very, very interesting pictures.
Well, here's the thing, Gary. You got to understand. So Honky Tonk Cocktail Hour started, of course, in the midst of the pandemic when we were sitting at home.
We crazy.
So, you know, you'd be surprised the things you find to do, right? He's like, well, how can I do with this picture? And so that's sort of how that started, and now it's just sort of kind of goes with the territory if we're doing that kind of a thing. And I thought that picture was appropriate because Stacey's doing a thing where she's doing all Dolly Parton songs. And so I thought, well, I was going to go play for her. And so I'll be the Kenny to her Dolly.
Oh, that's great. That is great. Now that's at Lena's Lounge, and that's Wednesday, February the 22nd. And where is that in Canada?
That is right here in Waterloo, actually. So it's about an hour west of Toronto.
It's almost stumbling distance from our house, but not quite.
Almost.
Okay. you can stumble back from there. Yeah, from the bar.
That's right.
But that's 7 o'clock at Lena's Lounge. And we have a good audience listening in Canada, so we've got folks that probably would like to make that show. But if you have not seen the Honky Tonk Cocktail Hour, go to Facebook and look that thing up. You guys will absolutely love it out there. Well, I've got to tell you, I think two of the most beautiful voices that you can ever hear are on this next song, and that is Stacey Lee and Carolyn Martin, and it's called In the Middle of the Song.
Carolyn.
Yeah. So ran into Carolyn at the Western Music Association this past November in Albuquerque, and we were visiting, and I said, Carolyn, this is the first time we've met. She said, you're kidding. I feel like I've known you forever. And I said, well, no, it's the first time. And they were right here, you know, forever in Nashville. But it is a beautiful song. How did this come together? How did the song come together for Carolyn to be on it?
Well, we got to know Carolyn and David as a fluke, really. Actually, we were doing some shows up here, and they ended up doing a show that was reasonably close by. And just as a fluke, I sent a text message. I said, boy, we should do a show together sometime. And they sent back and said, yeah, let's do it. And so...
And then Shane looked at me and went, oh, my God, Carolyn Martin just sent back and said she wants to do a show with us. So we freaked out a little bit. We had a little fangirl moment. And then
we did do a couple shows together, and we became fast friends. And while they were living in Nashville, we had gone down and spent some time with them there. We were actually – it was our intention to stop on our way home from Memphis yesterday and have a quick visit with them on our way home. But time got away on us, and we couldn't do it.
Well, of course, you had to get back in time. Yeah, you had to get back in time for this show, so you couldn't mess around with Carolyn and Dave Martin.
That's exactly right. And then that's exactly right.
So when it came time to do the Big Deal album, when we were having different guests on the album, Carolyn was just almost a sure thing that we wanted to have Carolyn. And we wrote the song with Carolyn as well.
Yeah.
So not only she's perform on it, but she's got a hand in writing
as well. That's correct. So Zoom and Skype are magical things for songwriters when you live in Canada, for sure.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Well, let's take a listen. This is a great song. It's Stacey Lee Grousset and Carolyn Martin. And by the way, I'll just throw this out. I think the third person that I have to throw in there is Mary Kay Holt. She's got a great voice too. But let's take a listen into the middle of the song. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. He left me in the middle of the song. Me spinning round and round, but staring through the smoky haze, I can see him fix his gaze on another pretty partner, and my hopes fell to the ground when he left me in the middle of the song. Halfway there, so go turn on your charm. Yeah, you can make her fall for you just the way that I did too. But you'd better hold on tight, or she'll slip right through your arms, and she'll leave you in the middle of the storm. Oh, you'll have her, then you'll lose her, and that's where it all goes wrong. And you find out you've been playing second fiddle all alone when she leaves you like you left me. And I know you won't forget me, 'cause you left me in the middle of the storm.
You know, I have to tell y'all, when I first heard that song, you know, as a songwriter, you start listening through and you think, oh, I hope they just like end the song in the middle. Were you tempted to have that happen?
Missed opportunity. Next time.
I was thinking they're going to do like a surprise, or you could have done like a false ending where you're like, in the middle.
Totally.
I don't know.
That's exactly it. Oh, see, now.
That's a good idea for live, though. We could totally do that.
In the middle.
In fact, it would probably. And then just
great.
End. And people are like, guys, we have to stop in the middle of the song and then finish it.
I love it.
Oh,
love it.
What a great song.
Thank you.
Do you know, I have to tell you a little story about Carolyn as well. The first time I heard her voice, she was actually jamming with some other Western swing musicians. And Dave as well, I think, was playing bass. And it just drew me. I just wanted to hear what creature was making that sound with her voice.
I know.
And it was Carolyn.
She's the warmest. Yeah.
She is. Just as sweet as can be.
Sweet as can be. The warmest person, the warmest voice. Being around her is just like, you know, standing in a hug.
Yes, sure. I would say that. You know, we've gotten to hear your music this week as we've gotten ready for this show today, and it's been so fun. But preparing for today's show, I went through and watched some of your videos. And usually when we have guests on, I'll watch maybe one video just to kind of get a feel for their onstage presence. But I had to go through every one that I could for you guys, because you both have such a great stage show. I mean, you both just have this, first of all, a great look, but you just are true entertainers on the stage. And I had to see all of Stacey's outfits too, so.
that's been probably the most fun about this band has actually been experimenting with that style. And man, coming from the Ameripolitans down in Memphis, it's like what a trip it is just to go down there and people watch. Like the fashion that we've seen was all the way from, you know, Texas showgirl to, you know, straight up cowboy to hippie to crochet 60s.
Yeah.
Like it was wild. Elvis Vegas, like rockabilly couture, just amazing retro vintage stuff. It's just it's been such a fun place to land my body.
And that was just in Stacey's suitcase.
No. All right.
Dang, you've got some great pieces too. Yeah, those vintage rock mount and Scully shirts. Awesome.
Yeah, it was a total trip. The fashion show, they did a whole fashion show, and it's just wild to see
really?
What people are coming up
wow.
with. But the chain stitching and everything. Yeah, you should look it up. If you can look up... I bet on the Ameripolitan site they would still have things in their stories from the fashion show, and it was just fantastic. Some of these designers that they're working with, it's just really beautiful stuff.
Yeah, neat stuff.
A lot of custom work, man. Those Lansky Brothers jackets, like such beautiful work.
Wow, I do need to look that up.
And by the way, congratulations on your nomination.
Yeah.
And I don't know who judged that thing, but they were wrong. They were wrong, whatever it was. So.
You know what? The Lucky Stars
are a great band.
They are fan-freaking-tastic, and Sage and Dave are stand-up guys. And you know what? We don't mind being Susan Lucci. We're just happy to be nominated.
Well, you have to fight with Carolyn Seals for that one, I think. You'd have to fight with Carolyn Seals over that honor, I think. But anyway, she's a cool gal. And I know you guys got together while you were down there, didn't you?
We did.
They're so great, too, man.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Well, I'm going to get to another song. There are so many great songs on this album, and I can't wait for the new one to come out and have you guys back. Yeah, I don't know what the surprises are, but I'm looking forward to that. But this is another great song that's on the album. It's called After the Leaving. And tell us about this and who's on the album on the song with you.
Well, this is another one that we wrote this one with.
We wrote this one with my friend Carrie DeMayer.
Mm-hmm. And the guest is a guy by the name of Russell DeCarl. Russell is
the coolest cat this side of Texas.
Oh my gosh, he really is. And Russell originally was part of a band up here called Prairie Oyster, which was very popular for a long time. And you know, you probably know what that name means, so it's an unusual name for a band, but they were a great band. And then Russell now does his own thing. He's got a trio that he plays with, and he really is just the coolest cat you're ever going to meet, and a great singer, and just a great guy.
And I might add, he's smooth as silk, and he's kind of a little dreamy, so.
Oh, nice.
All right, well, let's take a listen to After the Leaving, and we'll have to get pictures later. But this is a great song, Western Swing Authority, with Russell DeCarl.
But I never really thought you would. Now I'm numb, I can't believe it, that you'd walk away for good.
I said be careful what you wish for, and watch every little word you say. 'Cause even though we fought the same fight before, it's never ended up this way.
Tell me when to stop crying. Tell me when to start lying to myself that you're on your way home.
And I won't be alone
for the rest of the night. Tell my heart to stop grieving. 'Cause I don't know what I'm feeling.
told you not to take him for granted.
Lord, I hate it when my mama's right.
What she said?
I called him, get a little ounce of sympathy. And what she gave me was a pound of advice. Just tell me when to stop crying. Tell me when to start lying to myself.
I didn't screw that one up.
That was awfully.
That one's right up.
That was
middle,
awfully
sir. Good
of you.
Oh gosh. Well, you guys are just absolutely awesome, and we so appreciate you being with us today. And seriously, when you're back in Nashville, if you will give us a call, we have been known to feed our friends. So could you fix them something
you know
to eat,
what?
Mary Kay?
Yes, we will have dinner here at our home.
Well,
fantastic.
We have been known to eat.
We have
we would love to have you.
Oh, good,
James.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you down. So give us your website. Tell us how people can get your music, and tell us how they'll be able to get the new album when it's ready.
Absolutely. So if they want to go to the website, it's www.thewesternswingauthority.com. When the new album comes out, it will be in all the places. It probably won't be for a little bit
all
yet. As you know, it's like finishing an album, is, you know, we tracked everything. It was pretty quick, but you know, with mixing, mastering, you got to get pictures and then all this stuff.
Artwork.
It takes a long time to get all that stuff done. So it will be out this year. Please keep an eye out for it on our website or any of our social media pages. We're on all the Facebook and Instagram and all that stuff. And again, we will be shouting it from the rooftop when that album is out and ready to go.
That's it. And
we're looking forward to it.
That there may be a limited vinyl pressing of this, but we haven't confirmed that yet. But we're excited about the opportunity to maybe have that happen. So keep your ears peeled for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that would be so cool. That would be so cool. And be sure and look up Honky Tonk. I'm getting my tongues all twisted today. Honky Tonk Cocktail Hour. I did get Lee right, though, Stacey. I did get that right.
You did.
But Honky Tonk Cocktail Hours. Yeah, I'm ahead. I'm ahead. But anyway, well, you guys have been absolutely great. We look forward to having you back with us. And thanks again for taking the time to join us today. We'll see you soon.
Yes, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for all your kind words and for always supporting us. It's really, really great to, you know, to chat with people who are loving what we're doing. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, we sure do. We sure do. All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
Sounds great.
Take care.
All righty. Well, this has been a lot of fun, Mary Kay.
It has. I really love today.
It has. You know, I would love to see you do some writing with them. And, yes. You know, maybe you could even get Stacy to come down and do a recording with you on something. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Wouldn't that
cool
be deal. Amazing? Yes, I would love that.
It would. But it's been a fun show today. We want to remind you that this show airs every Saturday at noon Central Standard Time. You can also catch it on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and Spotify. And that's live from Nashville every Saturday. And then be sure and check out the Campfire Cafe at Saddle Up America every Thursday at noon. So we have great guests on all of these shows, and we love having you join us. We're going to close this segment today, or this entire show today, with another great song from the Western Swing Authority, and it's one called Dance With Who Brung Ya. And joining them on this one is a voice you'll recognize. It's Mr. Ray Benson. Thanks again for joining us today on Live from Nashville.
The Western Swing Authority brought in the authority on Western Swing. Here's a little Ray Benson.
You got to dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you, don't be a fickle fool.
If you came here with a gal who has always been your pal,
that's me.
Don't you leave her for the first unattached girl, that just ain't cool. You gotta dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you. Life ain't no 40-yard dash.
No, no. Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash.
I had a friend from Texas, really had some style. He sang good old Western Swing and drove 'em wild.
Then a talent scout from Vegas said, boy, dress and sing this way.
No way.
In one short year, he broke in L.A.
Yeah, you gotta dance with who brung you, swing with who swung you.
Life ain't no 40-yard dash.
That's what I said.
Be in it for the long run. In the long run, you'll have more fun if you dance with who brung you to the bash.
Oh, yeah.
Brung you, swing with you, swing.
dance with you, bring you to the bash.